This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, photos that tell the story of tattoos and body modification around the world. But first, school officials in Chicago face an important deadline tomorrow. A federal judge says they must offer some Black and Latino children the chance to switch to mostly white schools by then. He says the city has not honored an earlier court order to integrate its public schools. The city says many schools just don't have enough room. Chicago Public Radio's Jay Field reports.
Kenneth Little's two daughters go to Charles Carroll Elementary on Chicago's South Side. By the numbers, it's a good school. Carroll made adequate yearly progress on its test scores this year under the federal No Child Left Behind Act. But Little says the school has problems.
Computers sometimes are not working there, and that's one of the fights that we've been having, trying to get computers at Carroll School.
Little says the heating system and water fountains don't always work either. And though he's complained, Little says he's had no luck getting the problems fixed. So last year, Little, an African-American minister who serves on the school's parent council, decided it was time to move his kids to another school. That should have been easy, since the district is under a court order to allow minority parents to do just that.
I've made phone calls, and matter of fact, I've visit some of the schools, went out trying to, you know, get my child into other schools.
And what happened when you did that?
Most of the schools state that they're overcrowded.
That's what the city told the federal government this year, but the Justice Department disagrees. Since 1980, the department has been fighting with Chicago over whether the city is abiding by an agreement to desegregate. The latest version of the settlement requires the city to offer voluntary transfers to minority students. But this fall, the district said there just wasn't enough room at schools like Everett McKinley Dirksen Elementary.
Three kindergarten rooms in this hallway, two first grade rooms.
Assistant Principal Sean Egan says students are jammed in here.
The kindergarten classes are lucky. They're high 20s, but our first grade classrooms are 35 apiece.
In a recent hearing, a federal judge rejected the school district's claim it didn't have enough slots to offer race-based transfers. The judge ordered the city to make room for such moves for the second semester, and he gave the city until tomorrow to comply. The ruling was based in large part on an analysis by the Justice Department. It found that at least 1,600 spaces should be available in 38 largely white schools. The department found Dirksen has room for 87 kids. Egan says that's accurate, to a point.
Only if, and this is a big if, these classrooms that we use currently for these different resource programs were taken out of use.
Egan is standing in the hallway outside Dirksen's English as a Second Language classroom. Inside, ESL teachers help students from the Middle East and Eastern Europe learn English. Egan says a large number of transfers would force the school to fold the program into regular classroom instruction. Nevertheless, as the deadline approaches, the district is taking another look at Dirksen and some other schools to see what might be possible. Ruth Moskovich is the district's general counsel. She says mid-year transfers can be very disruptive for children.
Not only for the children who are transferring in, but for the teachers and the children who are there to accommodate newcomers. Nevertheless, the judge ordered it, and we're going to do everything we can to comply with his orders.
Reverend Kenneth Little says he's willing to consider a transfer for his kids, even though it could mean upending their lives in the middle of the school year.
And it's a fight that I'm going to continue to do, trying to get the best education for my children. You just got to keep going and can't stop.
Attorneys with the Justice Department and the Chicago Public Schools have been meeting to try to reach a compromise. The district says it will announce tomorrow how many racial transfers it plans to make available. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.